Chapter 27. Boston, Spring 1998. Fisher and Martinez were already seated on the couch when Mickey ushered Kevin out of the elevator. Kevin's hair was still wet from his shower after a swimming workout. Despite the nuisance of the audit and his long hours at work to make up for all the weekends away, he was still swimming a few times a week. Mickey seemed happy to see him, though there was obvious concern in the older man's eyes. His face was even puffier than usual, and there were dark bags visible beneath his thick glasses. He didn't look like he'd slept much in the past 2 days. Fisher and Martinez didn't look much better. Martinez was wearing a hooded gray sweatshirt, and his face was so pale it almost blended into the material. Fisher looked more angry than tired. His dark, pinpoint eyes smoldered with intensity. His hands were balled into fists, the muscles on his forearms tightening into ropes beneath his flesh. "Somebody sold us out," he said as Kevin dropped onto the couch next to them. "One of our own betrayed the team." Kevin's mouth opened. He looked at Martinez, who nodded. Mickey sat heavily on the couch across from them. "That's true. I got this directly from a source at Plymouth. Someone from MIT sold a list of both MIT teams, yours and the Amphibians, to the agency. Names, yearbook photos, Vegas gambling schedules, estimated profits, everything." Kevin's head swirled. Jesus Christ. $25,000, Martinez said, shaking his head. "They got 25 grand to turn us in." "Who?" Kevin started.
"That's the thing," Mickey interrupted. "We don't know who. My source didn't have a name, just that it was someone from MIT. It could be someone on your team or someone on mine. Or someone who just knows about us. Hell, it could be anyone."
Kevin knew now why Martinez had told him not to tell Dylan or Jill, but he was certain that they wouldn't have done this. Not for $25,000. They could make that much in 2 weekends with the team.
"Are you sure?" Kevin said. "Maybe your source got it wrong."
Mickey reached toward a coffee table next to his couch and pulled out a sheaf of paper. He leaned over and tossed it into Kevin's lap. The sheaf was 20 pages thick, stapled down one side. It was a booklet of sorts, photocopied pages split into 2 columns each. Running down the left side was a row of black and white pictures. Down the right side were stats for each picture, including real names, aliases, and other assorted pieces of information. The names did not seem to be alphabetical.
"It's arranged like a most wanted list. The higher the picture, the more perceived the threat."
The top photo on the first page was Mickey. It was grainy from a poor angle and most likely taken from a video still. 3 photos below Mickey's picture is one of Martinez. He looked years younger, his hair cropped short above his ears. He was smiling at the camera. Below him was Fisher, also much younger. His hair reached almost to his eyes. On the top of the second page, Kevin found himself. He recognized the picture immediately. It was from his college yearbook. He was grinning in the photo, and there was a small bruise above his left eye. He'd gotten that during a pickup basketball game that spring. He shifted his gaze to the second column. He sank deeper into the couch as he read the information. Kevin Lewis, born in Weston, Massachusetts, 1972. Graduated MIT in 1994. Next to the graduation date was his current address, followed by his work address, then his phone number and a list of his aliases.
"They've got everything," he whispered. "They know where I live."
"They've got all of our addresses," Martinez said, "and all of our aliases. It was definitely someone who knew exactly what was going on, someone who had access to all of the details."
"Someone on our team or the Amphibians?" Kevin shook his head, bewildered. He couldn't believe that any of his friends could have betrayed them. It must have been someone from the other team. Or someone who had been watching them. Someone from MIT who wanted to make a quick buck at their expense. When Kevin thought about it, this explanation seemed to make the most sense. $25,000 wasn't that much to a member of the MIT team. The truth was, they might never know who had sold them out.